Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 1 to 3. True wisdom begins and ends with God alone. We read in Proverbs chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 like this. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Proverbs chapter 2 describes a home environment in which parents give the children valuable gifts such as wisdom, self-appreciation, understanding, and humility. Wisdom is also described as a path to walk, and the word path is used 7 times in this chapter. It suggests to us that life involves direction, decision, and determination, just like walking a path. God will do his part if we do our part. Wisdom is given to those who earnestly seek it, as a prospector would search for gold. It is not an undirected search. However, since the parents' instruction is the basis, the consequences of obtaining wisdom are then listed as knowledge of God and right conduct. After we have been saved through faith in Christ, we are then in a position to learn divine wisdom from the Lord. He teaches us how to think straight, how to evaluate, how to discern truth and error, and how to develop divine insight. He provides rich stores of sound wisdom for the upright and a special shield of protection for those who walk in integrity. The young person who cries out for wisdom will find the knowledge of God. It is the highest of all gifts to know God, who is the giver of all things that are good. The knowledge of God would include the fear of God, which is clearly represented in Scripture as the most valuable possession of man. True wisdom is necessary to have an intimate fellowship with God, and wisdom is not just accumulation of information. When one knows God, he or she knows how to live in integrity and righteousness, and how to avoid the pitfalls of wickedness. True wisdom begins and ends with God alone. We need to have a teachable spirit and humility to know true wisdom. For this, we should incline our ears to true wisdom and search for her as hidden treasures every day through God's word. The key to avoiding the tragic results of foolish decisions is in embracing God's wisdom as our guide through life. As we read the words of instruction from Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33 like this, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.